of the Vancouver Metropolitan Orchestra. All right, we are back with David. So, yes, you were telling me about the film crew that is coming from Japan, and these are the people that are going to help do the dress. Is that right?
Right, yeah. This time, you know, the dressing team is from Shogun Group.
Mm-hmm.
I met them so at the Shogun project.
Yes.
So they have 12 people, the team come to for dressing for our models for kimono.
So one person, 12 people are going to be like dressing one person. Wow. How long is this going to take to dress one person?
I says because they are professional. Usually people will be dressing for 1 hour, 2 hours.
Right.
But
yes.
They are professional. They want to. I give them the time, so probably have a 30 minutes per each.
30 minutes. Wow. That's going to be amazing to see this all unfold. And then, yes, and then the final, right?
Yeah. So I like to say, wow, I like to see it. I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if they're what kind of shoes they're going to be wearing? Is it going to be the geta?
That's a very good question. So, you know, this time because they are on the geta, because they are the feet, the size is very different. We have lots of Canadian models because they are the feet is to be Japanese is not the bigger feet.
Right.
So we try to let them wear the black boots.
Oh, wait, boots to go with it.
Yeah.
Because it's fashion, folks. As it could be anything. That's right. But yes, traditionally, Japanese have these wooden shoes called geta, and they're very hard to walk in. So that's why I was like, ooh, are they going to be walking in those? But they might just be wearing boots. Which. Okay. So tell me about, you're also going to have dancers from Bulgarian dancers at this show.
Yes. This time is where so, you know, the Bulgarian group, like a dance group, they have 20 dancers. They have a very, unique, traditional dance.
Yes.
They also come in before where is a runway.
Yes.
They have on the stage, they want to break for two teams. We work so hard, and now they are fixed how to, performance on the stage. I grabbed that.
Oh, amazing. Okay, so I just kind of looked up some Bulgarian music here, so let's play a little bit. I don't know if they're going to be having this kind of sound, but maybe similar. Who knows? Wonderful. That is very traditional Bulgarian music. So we'll see if the dancers will be dancing to traditional Bulgarian music at the event December 10th. And where can people buy tickets?
Oh, buy the tickets at the Eventbrite.
Eventbrite, yeah.
Eventbrite. And then they have a call to International Fashion Gala.
Amazing. Yes. We're going to get to some more. Let's do a show promo because we have a show called Wandering Rhythms, and it's international music. So let's play them, and we'll be back with more David.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to 2.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And we are back, and we're talking about the International Fashion Gala, year number 10, folks, the big 10. Okay, and for this year, we actually have a live auction. Tell us about it, David.
Oh, yes. I have an artist called Joseph Broaches, and he has a very great, he has the painting, it has with energy on the painting, so you can feel the energy, you can have a he is also teaching for meditation how to relate with the paintings. He is coming to our shows to also support a lot. I very appreciate this time, and his painting will be on our show to auction.
Amazing. And you also have a raffle?
Yes, we have the raffle is supported by the Gentile Financial Group. Mm-hmm. We want to see who is the lucky person to win the bigger raffle.
Yes. All right. So I was trying to think about some of my friends who kind of play kind of classical music. And one person came to mind is Thomas Beckman. He was a guest on my show. So I'm just going to play one of his songs. He plays the viola right here on CJSF. Thank you. amazing. That was Thomas Beckman. He's actually doing a campaign. Oh, I can't remember what the heck was it called. I'm so sorry. I'm just going off the top of my head here. But he has a campaign where basically you can, I guess, vote for like your favorite movie, and he'll play it on his viola, you know, like, you know, movie themes. He loves doing that. And on YouTube, he's going to be playing, each week, a different movie theme or TV theme. Yeah, it's going to be great. So follow Thomas Beckman. Yeah, I encourage it. Okay, now we're back with more David. So David, yeah. Yes, tell me more about the International Fashion Gala. You're going to be having some models that have come back that have done the runway in previous years, correct?
Yes, I have like every day they call to the model committee, say, David, I still have a spot available. I want to come back, you know, David, because why I continue for this 10 anniversary? Because I so thank you so much for those models, very support. So when from the beginning, they always so exciting, say, when we finish the show, they come and say, when is your next show?
Aww.
Then I would say, is they love my shows. That's a continue. I want to say thank you so much those are models to supporting. So all the models, they come back. I'm so happy with that. The means is they love our show. They support
yes,
our show.
Yes, because your shows are just... It's so out there. It's like amazing. And you know what? When you attend these shows, like, you don't want to wear jeans, folks. This is going to be a formal event. So you want to dress up, right? So we want to see everyone's costume. And David, tell everyone, what are you going to be wearing?
That's a good question. Do I should to say now?
Oh, you want us to keep it a surprise? Let's keep it a surprise then. It's up to you. Yes. But basically, we want everyone to be dressed up, right? So definitely check it out, International Fashion Gala. And I'm gonna talk about some events that are happening around town besides the Fashion Gala. What else is happening around town in Vancouver? This Friday, the Furniture, the Imperial Arlene Cater, they're playing at Lana Lou's at 8 p.m. Other things that are happening around town... Let's see. Ooh, big wreck at the Commodore. Oh, yes. Oh, All Dead Bob with the Vicious Cycles in Vancouver, December 1st. And I'm actually going to go see a show with my friend Stella B. Oh, she's so cute. We're going to go watch Actors. So we're going to play a song by The Furniture, and let's find a song for Actors to follow.
Remember how it felt when they all looked away. Remember what he did.
was actors, and I'm going to see them at the Rickshaw December 1st. Okay, and we are back with David Chan, and we're going to talk more about the International Fashion Gala. You have to follow these guys on Instagram, so tell us why.
Oh, yes, because if you follow us with Instagram, International Fashion Gala, we have a giveaway tickets. Now we have three people is a winner.
Yes, and we're going to announce these winners, three winners right now, and there's going to be more later on. So you want to follow the International Fashion Gala on Instagram. So congratulations to Juliet Moon. Woo! And Yasmin Flores. Woo! And Julia Collins. Yay! Congratulations, you three. So we're going to see you guys there at the International Fashion Gala that's happening in Richmond December the 10th. And what you want to do is follow Instagram because maybe you can win too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Okay, so I am looking at this beautiful, like it's like a postcard kind of idea, and there's some beautiful photos here. Tell me about some of your photographers.
Oh, this photographer is called Rene.
Mm-hmm.
He is always supported my fashion show, International Fashion Gala.
Yes.
This time he says, David, I like, any Photoshop, you can call me. Then I set up this per show photo shoot.
Yeah.
Is with the kimono. He has edited this one, so send it to me.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. It's beautiful in the background. Oh, it's amazing. Okay, and we're going to talk about the hair and makeup.
Yes, I appreciate always in our shows. I thank you so much for the hair, the keys, the makeup keys. This time is hair keys, Amanda. Also, the makeup key is Ali. So there is some also the students, the team, mm-hmm. makeup team from Branch McDonald.
Yes.
As a makeup team. Then the hair team is coming VCC hair department, salon
Amazing.
Department.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Debbie is support our International Fashion Gala so many years.
Yes. And then you have a few volunteers as well.
Yes. This time I also have some who is on the volunteer. I have a good news. We have one the volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
She is coming 2018
yes.
for help us. Then this time she is her birthday is on December 10th.
What?
So we will be giving her a surprise.
Oh, that is so amazing. Oh, that is so nice that you appreciate the volunteers like that. Oh, okay, this is great. And we're going to get to a break, and we're going to say our farewells to David. So we'll be back.
This is Bird Note. Juan Pablo Collazo is a nature recordist based in Colombia. Here he describes how he uses a parabolic microphone to record a singing bird. Juan Pablo is blind, so he uses his hearing to pinpoint a small bird in dense vegetation.
I walk in without my headphones. I try to locate the sound with my ears. When I located that, I ask for my guide. The first question is really 100% dense, or there is a way to pass this row of trees to get closer to the source of the sound? And then they said, yeah, you can walk three steps to the right and you can go inside and get a different perspective. And then I put my headphones. When you use a parabola, you need to focus the sound. When the sound is focused, the volume of the sound really increases in the headphones and you can get really sure that sound is really 100% focused and you can record that. In some situations, you need to target the parabola to the branch instead of the bird because the sound is bouncing on that branch and is focused better than if you are going to target the bird.
Here's some of Juan Pablo's recordings on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Thank you. Interesting about birds, yes. And when he was saying focus, were you not hearing the swear word? I don't know, I was like, oh, did he just swear? But no, he was saying focus. Okay, very good. Anyways, we are back with David, and oh my goodness, 1 hour just passed by so fast, right?
Yeah.
So it's your second time here at the station. Do you feel more comfortable now?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, you're a pro now. Okay, well, thank you so much, David, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van.
Yes, thank you so much. And we're going to end with Thomas Beckman, viola, and Katie Lamb on piano. And I remembered what his campaign was called. It was Viola Licks. So if you want to Google that, you can find him there. All right. We'll catch you all next week. Good night. Thank you.